start the conversation. Start the sexual conversation no matter how you do it, whether you're talking about, do you define monogamy the same? Do you both want the same things at your sex life? Because once you start talking about it, you're not going to be able to stop in a really good way. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something that you build upon together to improve your sex life. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. So, you got hangups around oral sex? Well, you're not alone. Well, yeah, oral sex can provide abundant intimacy and pleasure. Lots of us struggle with giving and sometimes receiving. So today, we're getting out of our heads and communicating with our partners, which are two essential tips for mind-blowing sex. Some topics we cover: you love giving oral, but it's not being reciprocated. Maybe you're concerned about hygiene issues, either your own or your partner's. Well, I'm going to talk to you about how to address it. And what if your partner takes a while to orgasm during oral, but your jaw, it just gets tired along the way? What to do? Well, from hangups to hygiene, I answer your questions so you can amp up your oral and enhance your pleasure. Intentions with Emily. Join me in setting an intention for this show. My intention is to help you gain a deeper understanding of oral sex, both how to give with confidence and comfort and how to receive in an authentic, pleasure-filled way. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me questions, leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Just include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool to change your name or choose to remain anonymous. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Before we get started, I just want to remind you all that this is a best of episode that may include outdated language, like references to gender. I started using the terms penis owner and vulva owner in around 2020 in order to be more inclusive of all gender identities and expressions. We're always learning and growing here at Sex with Emily and can only continue to do so with your continued feedback. So thank you.
Okay, we have Lenny, 36, in New York, and she wants to know how she can get back into oral sex with her partner.
Yes, hey. Hi.
Hi, Lenny. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. So I've been with my husband. We've been together since 2007. We just had our first baby a year ago. She's a year. And in between our relationship, we were off and on for a few years. So I've been with other men. But I guess the long and short of it is that when we first got together in 2007, oral sex wasn't a problem. I would always go down on him, and I always avoided it after the newness of things, because he has some kind of smell to his area that I can't get past.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, and I enjoy it. I enjoy oral sex. I just can't bring myself to do it. And I've with other men in between our relationship, I have no problem. And I really want to be able to perform, but I just can't even.
Is he circumcised or uncircumcised?
He is circumcised.
Okay.
He's tried washes, powders. I mean, he's tried everything. And I don't know. It's like a musky, foul smell that I just cannot get past, and I don't know what to do because I really
want.
And
he's tried, so you've told him this, like you've actually, knows it, he's working on it as well. Has he gotten checked out by his doctor, like a urine, he could have something, like an infection, okay.
But they just kind of chalked it up to, this is your DNA, this is your pheromones, like this is who you are, and it's kind of defeating. I don't know.
I would get a second opinion. And you're sure, okay. How many times did he go?
He's only seen one. I think it's, I feel like maybe he feels, I don't know, maybe he just feels like it's emasculating to have to do that or embarrassing. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, that's not healthy. Like, it's just, I don't know. He could have an infection. I mean, he could have a UTI. He could have a yeast infection. He could have something else going on. I mean, I don't know. And it's really like he can't get rid of it. It's not just hygiene. Have you guys had sex in the shower at least? Could you give him a blowjob in the shower till he figures it out? No, it's just bad, huh? I mean.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to do it. I gag.
Where? Like right when you put it, like his whole area, like his groin, his balls?
Yeah. I would say it's more around the balls that it's just like a sweaty smell, but like right out of the shower.
And does he use good, like he scrubs, you're saying? He scrubs and he uses, he ever exfoliate and like scrub that area?
Yeah, even when we've showered, like when we shower together, I watch him and he doesn't have a scent to him anywhere else.
Yeah, that is just really, I would get another penny. I actually don't, I do not know what that could be. If it's not something like an infection, because if he was uncircumcised, I was like, oh, it could be smegma. He might not be cleaning underneath the foreskin. But what about like, you could use a flavored lube, could try doing something like that.
We do have one that we've used. We really use a lot of toys and lubes and we're into like rings and a lot of things, but there's just nothing that can get past this.
What if you sprayed something on it? Like, you know, like you could like rub in some kind of like scented coconut oil. Like, yeah, they could use like the Woo More Play massage. This is this amazing coconut oil lube that we're obsessed with that you could like massage in. It's like vanilla. It's oil. It's like, it feels really good and he could massage it. And coconut oil is healing also. Like he should go to a health food store. Like maybe he could take some kind of like, there could be just something wrong with it. How's his diet?
Horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
Does he smoke and drink? Does he take medicine? Is he on drugs? Is he, you know, it's all that stuff, honey. That's coming out of his.
You know, like a lot of wings, beer, pizza, burgers.
Yeah, that's it. Does he drink? He probably doesn't drink any water. Okay. Well, that's what it is. Okay.
Right.
He's not a healthy person. And so until I bet you if he changes his diet in a month, you'll be giving him blowjobs all day. I can't think of a better incentive for someone to get in shape. And to get their life, you know, to start eating healthy. Hey, Lenny, especially if this is the guy you want to be with, you know what I'm saying? You want to be with someone who takes care of themselves. So tell him I said that. Tell him it's the food he's eating, because I believe you tell me all that. Yeah, absolutely. That should have been my first question. I actually was wondering if he took supplements, but no. Yeah. There you go, Lenny. Go do it.
He's just drinking.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
get him healthy.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, this next one comes to us from a fellow Emily, 25, in Washington. Dear Emily, I'm very self-conscious of my odor and taste. I've had several partners give me oral, but have been too nervous about my smell and taste to enjoy it. I know that it's an issue because recently a partner went down on me for a short time, quickly moved on to something else, and when we finished, he left the room. When he came back, he clearly had used mouthwash. I shower nearly every day and have been tested and there aren't any medical issues. I'm not sure what else I can do at this point other than warn partners and let them know that they don't have to go down on me. What can I do? How can I discuss this with partners?
All right. Okay, Emily, I'm not sure. I don't see in here why you think you have some kind of odor or taste that isn't working. I got to be honest with you. You're 25. I'm just going to put this out there. Many people in their 20s do not get the oral that they require or deserve that would feel good to them. Your partners might just be doing the whole like 1 minute down there dip thinking that's all they have to do and then come back up for sex. There's no indication that there's anything wrong with your odor or your taste. This is just like one experience. Maybe he does that with everyone he's with. He goes down for a minute. You know, that's one of my huge pet peeves. I'm like, guy goes down to me for 1 minute. You could have left the room, got me a glass of water, come back in, and that would have been way more effective than 1 minute downtown. I think it's important to always have, you know, shower after sex, go to the bathroom after sex. I feel like, though, there's, you know, if that would just give you some more confidence, but I just don't think this should stop you from wanting to have oral sex. Yes, some women do have odors and they're not aware of it because it could be they have some kind of STD or something going on. They might have a bacterial vaginosis. I don't see any evidence here that there's been a problem. So I think you're fine, Emily. I think you're fine. I just think they're not spending enough time. And of course, as women, we think, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Whereas if a man had a woman go down on him for a minute, he might be like, what's her problem? This is about you asking for what you want and saying, I love a man who goes downtown to me for a while, stays there all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Half the night. Okay, let's talk to James, 39, in West Virginia. Hi, James. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I've been married. Me and my wife have been married for almost 17 years. And I love going down on her, but it seems like the only way that I can get her off that way is if I like blow on her clit.
All right.
With my lip.
Cool.
Well, I mean, after a while, my lips get numb and it's like, it, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Like doing like the motorboat, like that?
Yeah.
Got it. So that's the only way. Okay, so have you ever tried anything else? Have you ever tried a vibrator? Have you tried your fingers?
Yeah, we use toys and stuff, but I was trying to find another way orally to do it because, I mean, I enjoy it as much as she does.
Right, but it takes a while.
Or the... She prefers, like, little, like, bullets. Like, I bought her one that's, like, I don't know, probably 3 inches long.
Okay.
It's rechargeable, waterproof, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. So does that work, too? I mean, I'm trying to think what else could... Yeah, I mean, could you use your fingers with the vibrator? Could you use your mouth and then use a toy and then go back with your mouth? Are you looking for totally other ways, you mean? Like, different, like...
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's fingers, sure. Mouth, hands... Toys, using lube, she could like rub up against you, like on your leg. She could. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, that's pretty much what you do. Okay. Have you ever gone down on her, like over her underwear, like over it? Like sometimes there's like a really yeah. cool sensation where you breathe on it, like you could like breathe like warm air and like the sun, it like really stimulates all her nerve endings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, years ago.
Well, try it again. Like, doesn't mean it expired. I know. It's like a different sensation, like the different kinds of underwear, like lacy underwear or cotton underwear. It all feels really different. So it sounds like she just really likes like clitoral stimulation. So I think playing and all the toys are different. Like the womanizer is a different than any other toy, or the Melt by WeVibe 2 is a great one for couples play.
Okay.
Okay. So check
you.
Those out. Yeah. You're so welcome, James. I feel like for oral, like I'm trying to think, like, what am I not thinking? There's so many things, but it's really like your toys, your hand, your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, like he says, at 17 years, he knows she's not going to orgasm through penetration. He'll get it. Play with some. They should go to a sex toy store together mm-hmm. and go shopping. This is the other thing. If you're listening, it might be fun to go to a sex toy store where you near where you live and go shopping. And like kind of, here's a hot tip. If you go testing vibrators, if you test them on the tip of your nose, you can tell how it's going to feel on your clitoris.
Oh, speaking of toys, I have to tell you all about Lush. I'm sitting here with their new products and they're awesome. So their new products are all about play. In fact, it's called Destination Play, and it's a range of couple toys, which I love. But these are fun toys that encourage exploration. And Lush knows, listen, like I do, sex is not perfect. It can be messy, clunky, but these toys are so much fun, and they're actually incredible for this conversation we're having because they're great for oral. So they have a vibrating stroker, which is a, you know, for a penis. And this one's called the Soul. And if you have not used a toy on your penis, like get in the game. The Soul is ribbed internally for extra stimulation. It has flexible wings that accommodate any penis size. It has an open-ended design you can use with water-based lubes. So you could use this while you're giving oral. You could wrap this around your shaft and still use your mouth on the head. You could put your hands on the balls and use this on the shaft. I just love incorporating toys into oral. Or you could try their Orb. So this is a pleasure ring. So you could wear it around the penis, but if you're going down in vulva, you could put your fingers around the circle and then use these little rabbit ears, you know, like a rabbit style vibe. Well, this ring has little rabbit ears that are targeted for clitoral stimulation. So it's going to feel amazing actually all over the vulva. So either one of these toys would be great to amp your game and amp up your oral game. And again, Destination Play Ring and Vush, if you check out these products, you can get 40% off right now, which is so good. Go to vushstimulation.com. That's V-U-S-H stimulation.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY and get 40% off any of these really fun toys. We're going to take a quick break and then I'll be answering more of your questions all about oral. So don't go anywhere. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. We have to talk to Denise, 40, in British Columbia, because she's been holding and has an awesome question. Hi, Denise. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm just going to, I'm pulling over the truck. We were wine touring, and some discussion
perfect
came up
time
on our trip.
Okay.
Right?
Right. I love wine tasting. It's the best. Yeah.
Well,
go
you
ahead.
Need to come to British Columbia.
Yes, I do. It's on my list. I've never been. Go ahead. Tell me everything.
So during our little trip, the girls are together, and we're discussing blowjobs. If you put your mouth on the penis, sorry, just a little shy here, and then have sex, is it still considered a blowjob, or do you have to do it to completion?
I'm confused. Wait, if you put your mouth on a penis, is it considered a blowjob? Yeah. I mean, a mouth on a penis would be a blowjob. Yes.
Even if he doesn't finish?
Yeah. I don't think it's contingent on orgasms. Listen, if sex was contingent on orgasms, most women would be virgins right now because they're not having orgasms during sex. So I would say that, yeah, blowjob is a blowjob is a blowjob.
The question came up because we all had different opinions. So
I
the
see.
Next question is the flavor of the semen.
The semen, yep.
Is that going
to me.
Be affected by what they eat?
It is affected by what you eat. You know, they say you are what you eat. And I think that if you have a diet filled with, you know, soda and burgers and fries and meat and fatty foods and all the things all the time, it's going to leak out of your pores. And then you definitely will taste it in the semen. If you have an unhealthy diet, smoke cigarettes, an unhealthy lifestyle, it won't be the best tasting semen you ever had. I'll tell you that.
Okay. How about pineapple?
You know, there's the whole pineapple thing. You'd have to eat a lot of pineapple to make sure to have your semen taste like pineapple, but it can have an impact. Sure. I mean, I'm not going to say that like you start downing pineapple if you've been eating like crap all week and then you're like, but I just had a few bites of pineapple. It doesn't work like that. It takes a while to get into your system. But sure, if you eat more healthy fruits and vegetables, your semen's going to taste better than if you're just having, you know, steak and fries.
I feel my husband's been eating pineapple since I left.
Oh, well, you tell me then, Denise, when you're going back and call me.
Okay.
I mean, really, yeah, I'm telling you, I think it does have an impact, but I don't think it's like an immediate thing, but I don't know how long you've been gone. And is he on a pineapple diet only? I mean,
4 days.
Only pineapple?
No.
Okay.
Swine apple? A pineapple stuffed with pork wrapped in bacon.
No, that would not taste good. That would cancel everything out.
Perfect.
This is from Jake, 40, in Arizona. Hey, Emily, I've been in a frustrating situation with my wife. My wife refuses to finish me orally. I have no problem at all orally finishing her, even multiple times. It's really starting to bother me how she's never finished me all the way using her mouth. I just don't think it's fair. How can I please her this way and she won't even do it once? Ideas? Help? Okay, Jake, few questions. We need to know, what are the reasons why she won't finish you orally? Because I know for a lot of women, they really just don't like the taste of semen. They're like, I cannot taste semen. Maybe her mouth starts to get tired. A lot of women, their jaw gets tired and, you know, it's just really hard for them to keep going. So I need to understand those things first. If she doesn't like the semen or the taste of it, there's a lot of great, you know, flavored lubes she could use. If she's getting tired, hands, you guys, I think that a lot of people giving blowjobs forget that your hands are like your best friend. It doesn't have to be your mouth tiring out. In fact, the tip is the most sensitive part of the penis that for a lot of people, if you're using your hands or even two hands and your mouth, that is can be a sufficient killer blowjob. So I think you have to ask your Jake in a blaming, non-shaming way, like why it's important to you and what you could do to make her more comfortable. Get some more information from her. You know, say like, it feels so intimate and so hot. And when you actually like, you know, to feel my penis in your mouth and to like have you finish is like a fantasy of mine. So like, I understand you're not comfortable. But every time she tells you why, if she says, I just don't, you know, you might be like, well, do you remember the first time you didn't? Was it ever something you liked? Like, just find out. There might have been, for all I know, this is a guess. Maybe in the past, she was with a partner who forced her head down and made her give blow, or, you know, wanted her to give blowjobs and she didn't. Or maybe she choked and gagged once. I mean, women have experiences that will hold, and men that will hold on for a lifetime. So I think we need more information here. So I think once you get that information and let her know how much it means to you, I think if she loves you and you're together, she's your wife, she's going to want to come around to it. I also want to know, how's the rest of your sex life? It sounds like she's cool with you going down on her. And is she having orgasms from penetration? Is she having pleasure? So I think it's a great time next time you bring this up to say, baby, I know we've got this oral sex thing going on, you going down on me, but I've actually been really curious. You know, this is one of my challenges with us. What about yours? Start the conversation. Start the sexual conversation, no matter how you do it, whether you're talking about, do you define monogamy the same? Do you both want the same things at your sex life? Because once you start talking about it, you're not going to be able to stop in a really good way. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something that you build upon together to improve your sex life.
This last one comes to us from Cindy, who's 53 in Colorado. Dear Emily, when I first met my boyfriend, he said he loves cunnilingus, but I've been with him for 2 years and he's only done it for me 5 times and I've had to ask. I've asked him if he doesn't like my vulva. He uses the excuse that he just enjoys penetration more. Not sure if this matters, but he was married for 20 years and she cheated on him multiple times.
Ooh, well, I don't know if that's relevant about the cheating part, but we could get back to that in a minute. Cindy, I think 2 years and he's only gone down on you 5 times, I would think that there's a few things going down in here. He might actually, if he was married for 20 years, it doesn't mean that he's like a great cunnilinguist, that he loved going down on his wife and not you. I would say that he probably got with her in his 20s and he never really got into it. She didn't demand it of him. She didn't ask for it. And then therefore he's not honed his skills, right? There's some women that don't like it. And so for whatever reasons, they just don't. So maybe he is actually maybe a little bit more insecure about his skills to go down. And in his mind, if he hasn't been doing it a lot, he just truly believes he prefers penetration more because it's been so many years since he's done it. So I would let him know then outside the bedroom, tell him that it's not just an option for you, that you actually require oral sex and you love receiving it and you think it would be so hot. And you'd say, I know you like penetration a lot and I like it too, but this is a requirement for me. Is this something that we could talk about? Would you be on board for this? More so, I'd be happy to show you what I like and what feels good to me. But it's really, I think it's an important part of a healthy sex life for me. And then see what he says. And if he's like, nope, not my jam, or yeah, actually, I'd love to know what you like, you know? See where it goes from there. Because this happened to me once and he said, you know what, oral sex isn't my thing. And I said, well, then, you know, you're not my thing. And I left the relationship. There were other problems in the relationship. And now that I know more, I would have been like, well, what do you mean by that? It's not your thing. Because if I really loved the guy, there were other problems. But I think that sometimes it's just because guys don't know. Maybe some guys don't like it, but they just also need some more information or they need to know how to do it better. They need some tips. Because I think if a guy is really masters it, like when you really master or giving a blowjob, like you feel good about it when you're confident, enthusiastic and confident in your skills and connected to your partner. So maybe he hasn't had those like secure performing oral sex experiences where he got endorsed for it. And there's someone like endorsed where someone's like, that was amazing. I loved it, babe. Maybe he's always felt like it was an awkward thing. Just like everything. If he never learned it.
Your oral experience was endorsed by Sally.
Yeah. He got a great Yelp review. He never got a 5-star oral Yelp review and I feel bad for him. So do some teaching there. See if he's down to pleasing you. You're in your 50s. I'm going to assume he's about your age. And at this point, he should be willing to please you or not.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.